Blog Talk Radio.
Boy, let me tell you something. I better not ever catch you at that circus. You understand me, boy? Boy.
Emerging Souls
Radio.
And I am Queen Kenya.
And I'm Ashley the Great.
This is episode 25, entitled, Do You Have a Relationship or Religion with God? Sorry about that. Do you have relationship or religion with God?
I can totally speak on that, because the reason why I can is because a lot of people have religion and believe they have relationship. And we have to know that having a relationship with God means that you have to spend time with God, that you have to pray, that you have to seek his face, you know, turn from your wicked ways. There's a character that God wants us to have that will say we have relationship or we have religion. Because when you're still doing things of the world and you go to church, that don't mean you have relationship. That just means you have religion.
True indeed. One of the scriptures that I pulled up for this topic is Revelation 3:20. The word of God says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me. In regards to that, God is essentially saying, if you want a relationship with me, you have to seek me. And if you seek me, then I'll come in to you, and I'll be with you. A lot of us, we seek God, and then once we get God, we don't keep up getting God. We don't pursue the connection. We don't pursue the relationship. So the question today is specifically, do you have relationship or religion? How can you yourself determine what that looks like? How can you really determine what that looks like? What do you think about that, Ashley?
How can I determine that? Okay. Well, you can tell by the person how they act. We was created in his image and his likeness. Are we really walking in his image?
Mm.
Are we walking in his likeness? You know, a lot of people, they try to create their own image and say it's God.
Mm. That leads me into another thought that I had earlier. Another thought that I had earlier that said, in this universe, man has created the institution of religion to lead and guide persons of faith. What was intended to be good has essentially turned out into a monopoly. God is not about religion, but all about relationship. God would rather us have understanding about the kingdom and for us to operate with that mindset than for us to be concerned with organizations and auxiliaries, which are essentially within a religious structure.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, people and children of God? Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why do Christians attack Muslims? But they're Christians. They're supposed to be Christ-like. But why do they attack Muslims? They represent Allah. Do we know the depths of God's names? Do we understand how deep God really goes? Just because it's a different religion, just because you're a Christian, that don't mean you have a relationship. That just means you have the title of a religion, but you might not have the mark of God.
True.
And just because they're a Muslim don't mean that they don't know God. They might make it to heaven before you. Religion is like racism. It brings about segregation. But it doesn't bring unity. If we say Black Lives Matter, when we stop killing each other in the church, then Black lives will matter. God bless you.
All right. On that note, we are going to go into our next track entitled Life is, no, not Life is Too Short. This one is Awake and Alive by He Suddenly.
Slipping through the cracks, I feel I'm hesitating. Sometimes I wanna walk away, but I'm debating. If there's more to life, I need some elevation. I'm running late, but Jesus made me reservations. My soul's asleep and needs a night bell. I'm sick and tired of always living in the trot spell. You see, my life fell. I'm trying to pick it back up to know the truth. Don't wanna mix up facts up. A drop of living water running through the spoken spirit. Revive my heart, soul, and mind as they're soaking in it. Hope is in it, I can feel the change deep inside. No more hesitating, it's time to come alive. It's like there's something there that makes me stay. No matter what I'm going through today, I know I'll make it, Jesus finds a way. I leave my burdens at the back door, and anything I'm lacking, my God will pack more. See, all my life I have this vision, I could make a difference. Try and change the world, if people care to listen. The struggles come to make it harder, felt the pain inside. I've lost a lot.
are back. You are listening to Emerging Souls Radio. I am Queen Kenya.
And I'm Icy the Great.
This is episode 25. Do you have relationship or religion? Which one do you have, relationship or religion?
You know, I have relationship with God. And the reason why I can say I have relationship with God because I understand that God don't operate by Christian, Muslim. They operate by relationship. And when you put the religion above the relationship, that's exactly what you have. Now, I hear a lot of Christians say, I even heard my own prophet say, you know, the Muslim, the Quran is good into the suicidal aspect. Okay, good, to the suicidal aspect. But when you talk about them, right, and I'm not even talking about my problem, I'm talking about Christians in general. When you talk about them, aren't you committing suicide to your own self? You understand what I'm saying? You're killing your own self because that's supposed to be your brother. You're supposed to pray for them.
Yes, we are supposed to have a godly love and an agape love for
Do you understand what I'm saying? No,
every being, for every being, we are to have an agape love. We are not to look upon souls and judge them by any nature because just by speaking with thought or our own connotations, it can become judgment. So,
but do you understand not to cut you off? We was created in his image. So if we was created in his image, why are people trying to take them because they are a different religion or believe in something different? They try to take them away from the image.
Man essentially was created in God's image.
Uh-huh.
But we as a people have taken on different cultures and different ways of living, different cultures and different ways of living.
Right.
And even to the extent of religion. Religion is a culture.
Yes.
For some people, it's a culture. So God didn't create man to have religion.
And it perverts the authenticity of God. You understand?
When God created man in his image, religion was not attached to it.
No.
Adam and Eve did not have religion.
No, they have
they
relationship.
Had relationship with God.
God bless you.
There was no Muslim. There was no Christianity.
No.
There was no Hebrew Israelites.
No.
There was no nothing. All there was relationship with God, and they were labeled by the tribal lineage of their people,
yes,
which means the name of their people and the way of culture that those people begin. Like, if you look upon the Bible, you'll see things like people labeled like the Canaanites and the Hittites and things of that nature. Those people were named according to the region and area that they lived in,
uh-huh,
and according to the blood lineage of their people from once they were
good.
Known.
Good.
That had nothing to do with their relationship
with God.
So,
and I have one more thing to tap on. We really got to come out of this judgmental thing, and we think God is pleased. With our mouth, we speak miracle, but in our heart, we hate other people that serve that might be a different religion. That is not God. You win souls by love. The act of love destroys yokes.
True indeed. That's very true indeed. Another scripture that I brought up for this topic is one of my favorite scriptures. It's Jeremiah 29:11.
Go ahead, baby.
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And my better speaking of that same scripture is, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you future and a hope.
Not a religion that I have to give to you.
No. God does not have religion to give to us because God is not based upon religion. God didn't create us for religion. God created us for relationship, and people took it upon themselves within that relationship to create religion.
No,
people.
I have another question. I have something else to say. You ever ask why Christians heads are being being beheaded?
That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother show.
That is a whole nother topic, but it's the things that come out of their mouth, how they offend people. And people see them as hypocrites.
As I said, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother show. One being because a lot of that which is happening now is part of prophecy which was spoken in the ancient. So it's only happening so that prophecy will be fulfilled. That is why it's another topic for another show. So we will now go to our next track, and I hope you're enjoying the music that we're playing on the show today. We played from the beginning, K. Reno. What was the name of that song?
The Circus.
Yes, The Circus. And I hope you listened intensely to his lyrics. K. Reno is a native of Texas. He's a young man who's very well educated, self-educated, and full of wealth of knowledge. He does research for himself, which I applaud because we all need to study to make ourselves a food. And his music is phenomenal. He has had a number of albums throughout the year.
30.
But has not been patronized or publicized at best because of what he talks about. It's so in-depth and so truthful. But on this show, you will constantly hear us play a lot of K. Reno songs. We played some in the past, but today the track that we played was entitled
The Circus.
Right. The next track after that we played was by Hee Sun Lee, and it was entitled Awake and Alive. Hope you enjoyed that one. And now we are going to go into a song by Be Wise called I Still Remember.
Remember how it felt when I was without you. I still remember how it used to be till you pulled me.
I remember as a kid waking up at my grandma's house, looking out the window, watching mom and daddy pulling out the car. I was looking at the stars, wondering if there's a God watching over me when I was feeling scarred. I remember getting picked on. Kids used to call me white boy, big lips, retarded, made me ashamed of being a light boy. But now I'm seeing the light, boy. I'm taking this pen and I write, boy. My garden is paper because of the savior. See, this is the way that I fight, boy. New day, new time, new man, new mind, new grind. Now it's time to sparkle like a shoe shine. Real love, I found out the true kind. And don't give up because you will get your blessings in due time. My first fight in high school with a dude named Kevin.
I remember.
Because they said he stole my $400 necklace. I never smoke or drink, but still I was reckless. Disrespecting, having sex with girl caught in lust and deception. I remember.
I still remember how it felt when I was without you. I still remember how it used to be till you pulled me.
I remember.
I still remember all the shame that I carried with
me. I remember.
I still remember all the chains, but now you set
me
free.
I'm not dwelling on the past. I'm still focused on the future, but I gotta tell my story cause my testimony's crucial. I remember at my grandma's house calling up the ambulance cause she had a heart attack. I never got a second chance to tell her that I love her. I remember all the pain I felt. Even in the seventh grade, I used to wanna kill myself. Like someone trying to stop me, I was hanging on the block, following my sister's footsteps, picking up a rock, trying to hustle, never call. Thank God I ain't get popped up. I could've been like Akon, a convict, locked up. Quiet boy in school, but I still acted silly. People thought I was a punk, I wanted to grab a 9 milli. I was ashamed of my crooked teeth, I never had braces. Like I'm wearing tennis shoes that never had laces. I slipped and fell easily, running from my purpose because lots of kids were teasing me. But now I'm about to surface, I remember.
I still remember how it felt when I was without
I remember.
You. I still remember how it used to be till you pulled me.
I remember.
I still remember all the shame that I carried with me. I still remember all the chains, but now you set me free, free, free.
I still remember. Still.
Uh-huh.
Wanna talk about it? I'ma talk about it. Thinking life is funny because you ain't thought about it. Once I flow leave, how I proceed? Guaranteed to speak the truth if you don't know me. Not a phony, I'm a real truth spitter. Your girl changed her life when the truth hit her. Now a better person cause the truth's in her. Going everywhere, making sure the truth's with her. Yeah, truth's in her, but I found a better path. If you wanna follow me, you better pedal fast. I'm on a mission, hoping that I never crash. Gotta let go of the things that don't ever last. Life's not a game, life's not a game. Sick and tired of people living life with no shame. No brain, super smart, but you don't aim. Never better any part of you, man, that's so lame.
You show what you living your life for. I've been there, I've done that. Never looking back cause I moved on. Life is too short. Life is too short. Life is too short. Life is too short.
Life is too short, read a memo. You know the truth, but you choose to pretend though. Games getting real old, Nintendo. Problems building up, crescendo. Everybody nowadays got a death wish. Smoke a pack like you're never gonna get sick. OD on a drug that you mess with. Sex every other dude till you get infected. Good plan, here's a hand. Time to grow up, time to grow up. Living every minute of your life with your nose up. Hold up, gotta scroll up. Can't believe it, your book of life is rolled up. Want a second chance, sorry, no luck. Need a rewind button to show up.
Too short, too short. What you living your life for? I've been there, I've done that. Never looking back cause I moved on. Life is too short. Life is too short. Life is too short. Life is too short.
Don't even fake it, the truth hurts. I challenge you, this is time now to move first. Don't mean to rush you, don't wanna crush you. You wanna live for better, do the things you must do. And I trust you, time to make deadlines. Everybody got a dream when it's bedtime. Look at me, you could tell I had major issues. I was trapped in a box trying to fit through. Lost in a world where nobody missed you. I pray for change, now my life is brand new. Miracle, pure miracle. An ancient girl on a mic, man, lyrical. Tupac, listen up, people listen up. Raising Staten Island, go ahead and vision up. I had a dream, never stopped to ignore it. Life is too short, wait, time can't afford it.
What you living your life for? I've been there, I've done that. Never looking back cause I moved on. Life is too short. Life is too short. Life is too short. Life is too short. Too short, too short. What you living your life for? I've been there, I've done that. Never looking back cause I moved on. Life is too short. Life is too short. Life is too short. Life is too short.
You are listening to Emerging Souls Radio. This is episode 25, entitled, Do You Have Relationship or Religion with God?
Yes, yes, yes. This is Acid the Great, and yes, do you have relationship or religion? That is you for you to find out. That is on your time for you to assess with God in prayer. If you have relationship or religion, and you got to get rid of the one of the two.
And preferably religion.
Straight up.
As we close, I'd like to leave you with this. As children of the Most High God, we must know God for ourselves. We can be led into the Lord's presence, but we must maintain that connection. We must grow with God and learn of God for ourselves. Are you willing to set aside the things of this world to truly learn your first purpose of being and learn of the one who created you? Do you want to know God? Or are you satisfied with just receiving what is in his hands? That is a question that I will leave with you today. I hope you have enjoyed this show. This is Emerging Souls Radio, where we encourage you to emerge and grow from deep within your soul. I am Queen Kenya.
And I'm the lyrical phenomenon. I see the great.
And you have just listened to Emerging Souls Radio. We will leave you with this last track by Be Wise, entitled Letter to My Master.
Jesus. To my Lord Jesus. Yeah, so much on my mind. That's right, Jesus. I got a lot on my heart, Lord. To my Lord Jesus. Listen to you. Sitting here reflecting on all of my.
my tears and lessons I learned from the years of stretching. Poverty and heartbreak, I've seen a whole lot. Writing you this letter cause you mean a whole lot. You make me happy, there when I'm mad, there when I cry, there when I'm sad. I try to be good, but you're there when I'm bad. Oh yes, Lord, you're the best I ever had. This mess that I made's too big to clean up. So you sent Jesus to hit my scene up, get me cleaned up, hit my team up. I wanna tell the world right before I beam up that you're the answer, you're the way to get cured from AIDS or get cured from cancer. You're supernatural, more than that is true. I don't understand why the world's attacking you.
I don't understand. Writing you a letter, this is to my Lord Jesus.
With time constricted, I need more space and lines to fit it. Cause you're so great and I repent it. From my pride and my sins, now it's time to get it. I ain't perfect, but I got a whole lot of purpose, whole lot of passion, whole lot of worship. My sins brought you a whole lot of hurting. So to solve it, you did a whole lot of jerking, pulling me away. I was walking straight into death with sin pulling me astray. But your love couldn't even wait. You moved so fast, thought you put me in a race. When I was bad, you put me in my place. Orbit room, you put me in my space. I'm gone. Out of this world, I think I want to sing my song to the king on the throne. I'm working like a slave, just trying to stay safe, fighting temptation from that and this. I'm tired, sometimes I don't like the way that I'm wired. It's easy to fall in the lake of the fire, but I do my best to lift your name higher, even if it takes me resisting my desire. Lord, I need you. If you don't move, I'ma be messed up. Lord, I need to see you. You're God, I don't need to be you. Give me the strength to maneuver through these evil people and evil issues. I'm probably gonna need some tissue for all these tears. Even with you, to see your crystal, and I've been with you for all these years. Lord, deliver me from all these fears.
Thank you so much, Lord. I worship you. You're my king always, no matter what I go through.